fighting pirates off the coast of Somalia and insurgents in the mountains of Afghanistan may not be what NATO founders had in mind 60 years ago, but it's what the alliance faces today. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization has about 60,000 troops under its command in Afghanistan, and more are on the way. At NATO headquarters in Brussels, spokesman James Apatari says Afghanistan tops the agenda at the alliance's 60th anniversary summit.
One key element, that's Afghanistan, the U.S. president will, I'm sure, wish to discuss with his allies how we adapt our strategy on Afghanistan. Where do we put our resources? What do we need to do better or differently to build on the success that we've had until now?
NATO leaders insist progress is being made in Afghanistan, but they acknowledge more work lies ahead. In the Horn of Africa, off Somalia, NATO maintains a small fleet that guards against pirates. Apatari points out that NATO has airlifted African Union peacekeeping troops into Somalia.
It is part of the evolution of the organization to deal with security threats that we would have never dreamed of addressing 20 years ago.
NATO was founded in April 1949 with a dozen member states. The alliance bound together countries of Western Europe with the United States and Canada. Its mission, to counter the growing threat from the Soviet Union and protect against attack from Moscow or its allies in the Warsaw Pact. A security analyst at London's International Institute for Strategic Studies, Dana Allen, says this is something NATO did very well.
Its largest success, obviously, was hanging together, maintaining a credible deterrent posture, and keeping the West together without having to go to war. And that was a huge success.
But the fall of the Soviet Union raised questions about what new purpose NATO might serve. The early 1990s challenged NATO's traditional defensive stance. Yugoslavia began to pull apart at the seams, disintegrating into civil war, ethnic cleansing, and genocide. Then came Kosovo. Again, Dana Allen.
NATO was slow, the West in general was slow to react to this, but when it did so effectively.
The NATO campaign in Kosovo forced Serb forces to end their bloody campaign against Kosovo's ethnic Albanians. Following that mission came new operations and a new strategic balance in Europe. After the fall of the Soviet Union, NATO expanded eastward, taking in new members from Poland to the Baltic Republics and the Balkans, moving right up to the Russian border. Still more are waiting to join. Russia has objected vehemently to this expansion and to plans by the United States to place a missile defense shield in parts of Eastern Europe. Amid such unresolved issues, NATO continues looking to the future, says spokesman Apatari.
What do we need to do? Should we do more to fight cyber attacks? Should we do more to engage in energy security? How far should NATO's reach be for operations? Who should our partners be, and how should we engage with them?
So, should NATO go global? Security analyst Dana Allen urges caution. He says, use NATO when it makes sense.
It's an organization that exists, that brings a lot of countries to the table, that is the most logical place for force generation when the West wants to do something that involves military forces. That's already a lot. It's not necessary to make it, you know, fit every crisis.
New missions for the 21st century. It's been a catchphrase at NATO headquarters and among its 26 member states. In short, what should this 60-year-old alliance do to make sure it remains relevant? Sonia Pace, VOA News, Brussels.